Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The man joining us right now is Canadian as well, and he is a guy that does it all. Podcast, he's a rock and roll performer. Matter of fact, he's the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
Why wouldn't he be?
His band Fozzy, he's coming to town on June the 1st. Chris Jericho joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Chris, a pleasure having you on the program. How you doing?
It's awesome, man. Great to be here, man. How's it going?
Going very well. We talked about all the things you have going on. 52 years old, did you think that you would still be doing what you're doing in the ring at this age?
I don't ever really go that way. I mean, I don't really think about it. It's just kind of the way that it is. I think once we started AEW, it kind of gave me a new passion for what I was doing. I'm in great shape, so there's really no reason to not be doing it. But when I was a kid, I never really thought about, like, well, how long am I going to be doing this for? What's the expiration date on it? I think to me, just kind of, you go doing it until you feel right. You know, keep continuing it until you, you know, for me, having a certain level of quality, and once that level of quality starts going down, then maybe I'll stop. But until then, there's no reason to.
The one great thing about you is we talked about the many incarnations of your characters over the years. You care about what you do. You put a lot of thought into your character each and every time. And certainly, you know, that has to be a major factor as far as the success that you have had.
Well, I mean, it's kind of based on the career of David Bowie. That's what I've always kind of used as an influence, in that he was always changing and evolving. And, you know, always continuing to keep people guessing on what he was going to do. And that was exciting to me. And it's the same thing that I kind of do with Chris Jericho, the character, you know, in AEW and in wrestling as well. So I think if you always are constantly evolving and growing and reinventing yourself, it just makes things more intriguing when you're performing and when people are watching you and never really know for sure what they're going to get.
How early in your life did the music kind of make its way into it?
Started playing in bands when I was 14. So to me, I always wanted to do both. I wanted to be a wrestler. I wanted to be in a rock and roll band, and didn't really have any concern as to how I would do that. I just kind of like, I let's just make it happen. And I think, you know, once you're able to get things rolling in both at such a high level, then you're kind of dangerous. And that's where the podcast comes from, and the cruise comes from, and all those other kind of ancillary jobs. It all boils down to the fact that I wanted to be a wrestler and I made it, and I wanted to be in a band and I made it. So that's a cool thing. When you have belief in yourself and you make it happen, suddenly there's really no inhibitions.
I'm not sure how long you were in Canada as a kid. How big was wrestling in Canada?
Well, I grew up in Winnipeg, so it was a great rock and roll town. It was a great wrestling town, still is. It was kind of reflective of both those things, and obviously hockey as well. So I think all three of those elements kind of go into anybody that grows up in Winnipeg. We have a great fan base, once again, for wrestling, great fan base for Fozzy. The Jets are still super popular, and it's kind of the background, the pop culture kind of quilt of Winnipeg involves all three of those pastimes at a very high level.
Chris Jericho is with us, the band that he heads, Fozzy, coming to town along with Ugly Kid Joe, center stage on Thursday, June the 1st. So this upcoming Thursday, been giving away tickets all week long and last week as well. For those that are unfamiliar with the band, how would you describe Fozzy?
I would say if Journey and Metallica had a child that was raised by AC/DC, you might get an idea of what Fozzy sounds like. So it's been going great, man. I mean, the band has blown up over the last few years. 5 consecutive top 10 singles. We just got a gold record for our song Judas, which is crazy. To get a gold record in 2023 for anybody is pretty nuts. So it's been a great tour. We're excited to come to Atlanta. The band is based in Atlanta. Besides myself, three-fifths of the band live in Atlanta. So it's kind of a homecoming show for us. I'm playing center stage, which is funny because we're playing center stage with Fozzy. I've also wrestled at center stage, so it's kind of It's a place where you can get all one-stop Chris Jericho shop, so to speak.
So instead of me just supposing where the name Fozzy comes from, why don't you just give us the story? Because I know bands, if it's one man, one vote, this can get a little bit dicey. Can it not pick in a name?
No, it started way back. I mean, I think our first gig was in 2000, and we were Fozzy Osbourne. It was just kind of a fun thing to do, playing some covers and just kind of hang out with some friends. And then we realized that we're actually a pretty damn good band and decided to see how far can we take it. And then we realized we couldn't probably go under Fozzy Osbourne. Thanks, sir. So we just we dropped the Osbourne and kept the Fozzy, and that's where it came from. And it's funny because you're like, oh, it's a kind of a peculiar name. Well, you know, so is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and so is Metallica, and so is Kiss. But Fozzy is the all-time greatest name to chant. It's the easiest name to chant, and it's kind of one of the trademarks of our show. I don't care if it's a headlining gig or if it's opening for Iron Maiden or opening for, you know, Nickelback. People are chanting Fozzy throughout the whole show. So our peculiar name ended up being the best name ever when we're playing live.
Any nerves in any of this when you get on a stage?
Yeah, there's always nerves, man. I mean, you always want to make sure that the performance goes good. You want to make sure the crowd has a great time. You want to make sure that everything goes well. You know, even at this level, I think if you don't have nerves, that would be maybe the time to pack it in. But they're good nerves. It's not like you're scared, like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't do this. Like you're playing a high school talent show. It's fun butterfly nerves, like, can we top the gig that we had last night? Can I do a better match than I had last week? You know, it's more of like nerves that give you motivation, shall we say.
Chris Jericho finishing up with him, Fozzy coming to town on Thursday. You know, going back to your career as a wrestler, I give you a lot of credit for this reason as well. You and Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, some of the smaller guys, and I hate to use that term, but compared to some of the guys like Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash, they were the guys that everybody wanted to put the belts on. But you guys, you fought your way up the ranks and you worked hard to get to where you are. And I think a lot of other wrestlers that are built similar owe a great amount of debt to you guys for what you did.
Well, I mean, we weren't the first generation to do that, but I think at that point in time, wrestling was transitioning. Now, big guys in wrestling almost stand out the same way that small guys in wrestling do. Back in the 80s, it was all about how big can you be, and match quality didn't really matter. Then when we started coming through, because all of us were working in Japan and Mexico and Europe and kind of all around the world, and that was all about more match quality. And, you know, so now I think it's funny because I'm one of the bigger guys in the AEW locker room now. You know what I mean? And things have kind of changed. But all that matters in wrestling is storytelling and connection with the audience. It's the same as rock and roll. You want to have a great front man that can get the crowd going as a party host, you know, that sort of thing. So I use the same elements in wrestling that I use in Fozzy, which is just making sure that people get involved. If you can connect with the audience, you'll always have a gig and you'll always be successful.
Fewest amount of people you ever wrestled in front of.
The least amount of people?
Yeah.
7 in Rimby, Alberta. I think the smallest Fozzy show was 21
right.
In Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah, that was the next. So what's the biggest crowds for both?
I think we did 100,000 in Dallas at the new Jerry Jones Cowboy Stadium a few years ago for WrestleMania. We're going to do 70,000 in Wembley. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm just outside here. A helicopter just flew over. We're going to do 70,000 in Wembley for AEW in August. Fozzy-wise, we've played in front of 50,000 at Download in England, a big festival there. So, you know, you get those big crowds, and it's one just huge sea of people, which is way easier to play for than 7 or 21. So people are like, are you scared to play in front of so many people? It's like, no, I'd rather play in front of giant crowds. Much more fun than playing in front of the really, really small where you could pick out each person. It's like Spinal Tap where the one guy's sitting there with his thumb, giving the thumbs down. Like when you could pick out each person's face and they're all thinking, what the hell is going on? We thought this was supposed to be a show and there's nobody here. It's embarrassing. So I'd rather play in front of a lot than in front of hardly any.
Were you paid in beer for both of these gigs in the beginning?
I think the one in Rimby, Alberta, I got a hot dog and a glass of orange juice. And I think the one in Windsor, I seem to remember our guitar player's passport got stolen. We had to sneak him over the border in the trunk of the car. I think the statute of limitations is over on that one now. So adventures on the road.
It's like going to a drive-in movie theater almost.
Yeah,
guys
exactly.
In the trunk.
Yeah, going over the border, except for it's a felony.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What happened? I was just going to say, so who was willing to take the hit? Were you in the car thinking, oh, I'm just going to deny that I knew he was in the trunk at that point?
It's a long story for another time, my friend.
All right.
There's a lot of liabilities here that I can't get it.
How many of the 1,004 holds could you actually give us right now if we asked?
About 37.
Who comes up with that idea? Right? No, who comes up with that, though? It's funny as hell. Who comes up with it?
That was me. Yeah, that one was my idea. And that's the thing. When you're working a character, the best ideas usually come from you because you know the character better than anybody else, right? So, those are some classic moments. And that's the thing I love about wrestling. That's what I love about rock and roll. There's really no rules. You just be as creative as you can. Come up with unique things. And if you commit to it and play it straight, people will respond.
Well, Chris, listen, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to seeing the band come to town on Thursday.
Yeah, we're excited, man. It's going to be a rock and roll party in Atlanta, our hometown, in a lot of ways. And it's always a blast to come to your fine city. So I'm excited. We'll see you on Thursday.
All right. We'll do. Chris Jericho with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Ticketmaster.com is where you need to go.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.